spinning nanoparticles impacted by sea shock, implications for radio millimeter emission from star-forming regions, by Ilsang Yoon. We investigate the impact of anomalous microwave emission, AIM, on the radio millimeter spectral energy distribution for three typical interstellar medium, ISM, conditions surrounding star-forming regions, cold neutral medium, warm neutral medium, and photodissociation region, by comparing the emissivities of three major contributors, free-free, thermal dust emission, and AIM. In particular, for spinning nanoparticles, i.e., potential carriers of AIM, we consider a known grain destruction mechanism due to a centrifugal force from spin-up processes caused by collisions between dust grains and supersonic neutral streams in a magnetized shock, sea shock. We demonstrate that, if the ISM in a magnetic field is impacted by a sea shock developed by a supernova explosion in the early phase of massive star formation, is less than or equal to 10 megayears, AIM can be significantly or almost entirely suppressed relative to free-free and thermal dust continuum emission if the grain tensile strength is small enough. This study may shed light on explaining the rare observations of AIM from extragalactic star-forming regions preferentially observed from massive star clusters and suggest a scenario of the rise and fall of AIM in accordance with the temporal evolution of star-forming regions. This was Spinning Nanoparticles Impacted by Sea Shock. Implications for radio millimeter emission from star-forming regions, by Ilsang Yoon.